Among the first actions by lawmakers was to introduce members of the Community Advisory Body for Police Oversight. The citizens group is made up of individuals representing community advocacy groups, local academic institutions, legal support services, and both lifelong and recently arrived residents. Danielle Johnson of Open Buffalo's Justice and Opportunity Table is among those on the oversight panel and spoke about the possibility of police acquiring tasers. Police administrators met recently with the company Taser and are awaiting information on financial and safety questions. Johnson looks forward to hearing more as well.
Because we will be working with and because we will have a chance to meet with officers, this is a conversation that I'm looking forward to our advisory body having with the police officers, because though I'm sure the officers are coming from a positive place, coming from a good place, it is good for them to understand what the consequences of that would be for the residents and for building trust. So, just looking forward to those conversations.
Past oversight committee meetings could get testy at times, but Councilmember Richard Fontana noticed a difference at Tuesday's session.
I really wanted to commend the residents that came forward. It was almost like it was church. You could hear a pin drop in the chambers. People were intently listening, and it was a much different atmosphere in the chambers today. And I welcome that change. I think it was a very productive meeting.
The Partnership for Public Good recently issued a series of reforms it would like to see within the Buffalo Police Department. They include more emphasis on community policing. Johnson says police officers who show a sincere interest in fostering positive relations with the community should be recognized and rewarded. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.